Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago. I like that song. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. And it's just you and me. I'm talking about how things change, but yet some things never change. As we continue into the second decade of the 21st century, 20 years before the end of the last century, John Nesbitt wrote a book called Megatrends. You've heard me reference this book many times because he said something in that book that continues to be quoted over and over again. I'm going to take credit for helping to perpetuate that, because I read these words in about 1981 and have never forgotten them, and they continue to ring true. And that is he said essentially, the more high tech we have. And this is back when this was actually, he wrote the book the year that IBM created the first PC, their first PC, which was a pretty important time, and before the first Macintosh was created. He said the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. The more we automate things, the more we create ways to make it easier to do business, to make it easier for customers to do business with us, to make business more efficient, more profitable. The more we have the ability to not have the human interface part of the equation to do business, the more we have all that stuff, all the cool stuff that we love, that we've learned to love, and we now think we can't do without. The more we have that, the more we will want high touch. People will still be going out. And you've heard me say before, the original social media is face-to-face. And it has been now for millennia, right? So as you think about talking to customers, as you think about connecting with customers, as you think about using social media, and as you think about all the different ways that you connect with customers online, through social media, through your website, through email, if you're an airline, I use their kiosks where we get our tickets through the little machine, all those kinds of things. Whatever it may be, just remember that people haven't changed, and the human nature, the human desire for high touch has not changed and is not going to change. Now maybe I don't have to have it at every turn of a relationship. Maybe I actually prefer, if I go to an airport, I actually prefer walking up to the kiosk and getting my tickets that way than waiting in line for an agent to do it for me if I don't need any help. So I like that part of it. But still that doesn't change the fact that I'm still a human being, and I'm still going to want high touch at somewhere along the relationship. So one of the things I've been telling people for a long time now, and I want to say again, is never make customers touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. Make sure that, I think this is part of the high touch thing, is that, you know, when customers do business with you, when they want to feel like they're getting something back besides the product or the service that you deliver. You know, because remember this, they can get that stuff anywhere. I have lots of choices. You have lots of choices when we buy stuff, when we're looking for some product or service. We have lots of choices. So why would anybody do business with you? Are they doing it just because of the product that you sell? Well, why would they do? Why, that doesn't make any sense, because they can buy that lots of places, right? okay, maybe you just this at this moment, you just happen to be the most convenient. But that's no business. That's not a good business model, because what are the chances that you're always going to be the most convenient? Not very much, right? So why would somebody do business with you? Not just because of what you sell them. It's because you've done something. You've given them something to do business with you one time and to come back. That's the key, right? Getting people to do business with you is not that big a deal. That's not that big of an accomplishment. Getting them to come back, to want to come back, that's where the accomplishment happens. And just in the 21st century, in the second decade of the 21st century, where everything you sell is a commodity, remember this. The reason people come back is not because of your product, not because of your service. I know, Aunt Minnie, you make the best meatloaf in the world. I know that. But you know what? There's a lot of good meatloaf out there. And so a lot of good hamburgers and or whatever it is that you sell. The reason people come back is because of the way you make them feel when they do business with you. The high touch. Even if part of your relationship is delivered by is through some technology connection, there's something has to be in it for the user. Something has to be in it for the customer to make them want to do that. Not just the thing that comes out of your technology. There has to be something. It could be the quick delivery. It could be the way you thank them on the screen when they buy from you, whatever it may be. Just remember this. It's not what you sell. It's not the high tech that they like. It's the high touch. And that's what makes them come back. Don't ever forget that. Never make people touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.